Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Episode 75!
We made it! We actually made it! And you said we'd never last! You said... I will do 10 episodes with you, whore bitch, and then I'm done. And now look at us. I have it tattooed across my ass crack.
Hell, that's...
In my ass crack.
Are you aware
with
of my
quotation
dynamic?
Marks.
Are you...
You're the one who's kept it going.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's literally me being like, you want to hang out with me? No, please hang out with me. I'm busy with Gwyneth and Francis. Okay, but like maybe I'm seeing Emma Black. Okay, but like maybe we could do a podcast. Oh, maybe. Okay, well, I was thinking maybe we could try. I don't like it. Okay, do you want to be on my show? Oh,
I've worn a special outfit for you for episode 75.
The pink and red.
Pink and red. But wait for it. I've double buttoned so what? I can button down my cardigan. If anyone listening, I'm buttoning down my cardigan right now. And below it, I have a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Which I can also button down to reveal the breast edge.
Oh, booby reveal. So,
but I can't. I mustn't because it's we must be
okay,
respectful.
Dignity
we must
right
be.
Now. I preferred when you were less respectful and I got to see your tits more. But
I
okay.
want to let people know. Number one, what the podcast is, because we're getting new listeners, which is very exciting.
Hello, welcome to Trusty Hogs. I'm Catherine Bohart. This is Helen Bauer.
Hello, we both do stand-up comedy.
We both do stand-up comedy, and this is a podcast where we talk about our lives, and then we help solve listener problems. And I think it's a fun time.
It's a really fun time.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems, and they will solve them, or maybe they won't. What's your problem? They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Now, over history of this podcast, all 75 episodes, for episode 25 and episode 50, we had an exciting random guest.
What did we do on 25?
I hired a tarot card reader.
Yes, you did.
And it was life-changing.
Her name was Penelope. If you haven't listened to that episode, I'd recommend going back. I also found it life-changing.
It was incredible. Episode 50, we hired someone to go through our speech patterns so we could learn how to do impressions of each other.
That did not go well.
I think it was very successful.
I don't think anybody...
I'm Irish, no.
Stop it right now.
Now, we have got Penelope coming back into the studio. Not today.
Okay.
We've got her for our, like, what would be an exactly a year from the last time we had her in.
Woo-hoo!
So we can get it bang on. And I think
and
we're doing astrological charts.
What do you think we're doing?
Astrological charts.
There you go. I was like, brace yourself, lesbians. We're doing astrology.
It's oh, is that a lesbian thing now?
Well, lesbians are keen on asking you, like, time of birth, kind of, at
yes.
the minute. You know?
Yes. 11:40 p.m.
For you?
Yes.
Really?
11:40 p.m.
Interesting.
How about you?
I think I might be like a 5 p.m. baby, but I need to check with my mom.
Fun, 5 p.m.
I know, I'm a snooze. I know. I'm so boring. Helen thinks I'm boring.
No, hey now.
You do.
Just because I tell people you're boring doesn't mean you are boring. There has to be a boring one in any friendship. I'm the boring one in some friendships.
Yes, get your hand off me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Could you imagine if we did episode 75 and it was our last episode?
Yeah, I can imagine that. Currently, I can imagine it.
I think it's amazing that we've managed to keep this going this long.
Me too. I genuinely am in awe of us. Have you had any reactions to the Stuart Goldsmith slapping you?
None.
Really? People just thought you deserved it.
So a couple of episodes, I got...
People just thought you kind of deserved
mauled. Mauled by ComCompod, and I had no one going, oh my god. Everyone was like, yeah, no, feels right.
Yeah, that seems correct.
Feels right.
Fascinating.
And it was so annoying because I really thought it was going to bruise so badly.
You didn't get the drama?
I got nothing.
I'm so sorry
absolutely
to hear it.
Absolutely.
So sorry
it
to
was
hear it.
Devastating.
That is gutting. Hey, what's going on with you?
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake, don't.
I want to let you know that over this last 75 episodes of working with you and talking to you every single week, mm-hmm. on mic and off, I really feel like I've blossomed as a woman and my knowledge has increased.
You're going to talk about the Black Death now, aren't you?
100%.
For fuck's sake.
Here's the thing. I am now so into history. Mm-hmm. Like, have I told you about the Short Battalion already?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Multiple times.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So I've decided to leave the world wars to the side at the moment just because mm-hmm. it was getting a bit too involved.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do when it's in the past, but is it? Do you know what I mean? We're still feeling the repercussions of it to this day. Lest we forget.
You're the only one who just found out about World War One.
No, I knew about World War One. I just didn't know about... Oh, God, terrible. Anyway.
Come on, get on with this. You want to talk about it? Let's hear it.
I've now learned about the Black Death.
Of course you have.
A recommendation from a friend.
From
being
a podcast?
Like, do you know about the plague? Now, I am aware of the plague.
Wait, from a podcast or a book?
From a podcast.
Which podcast?
From a book. From a...
They
didn't write back then.
Oh, see, Jesus.
They wrote, but it's not like you can't buy it in Waterstones. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, Helen, but you can't. I'm not.
They were just reading the Bible.
Helen, I'm not asking you to read a diary entry from a person in
well,
the
Well, that's what you'd need to do.
I was saying, had you read a history book? You know, the ones they write now about history.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't trust history books.
Also, they did write them.
It's
all want to
hearsay. Like, because nothing was written down. There's no photographs. So it's just someone having a good guess at it.
Unlike this podcast you've listened to.
But you know, like the Tudor stuff. It's like, how do we actually know?
Sorry, but are you going to tell me that first source actually peer-reviewed historical texts are less good for history than
podcasts? Well, because then I'm just continuing the tradition of history being passed down through audio mediums. So, like,
is it audio mediums or is it spoken mediums?
Do you understand history, though? Because I don't think you're getting this right now.
I did a history degree.
Well, we all did a history degree. Do you know what I mean? Well, we didn't all do a history degree, but we've all lived in the world. Like, yeah.
What?
I also know about history. Do you know what I mean?
I also
have been to the Natural History Museum.
No, I understand people can learn about history, and I think you should. Yeah. I think that's
and
good.
I am.
But you just said, did I know anything about history? And
I don't know if you understand how history works.
Okay.
Because, like, what's happened is you've swallowed, I don't know if it's the blue or red pill, I've actually never seen The Matrix, but you've swallowed one of the pills, which makes you believe that all history is as it's written. But thing is, like, so you know, we're like,
you don't learn to think uncritically about history when you do a degree in it.
But, like, we're sort of like, oh, Henry VIII was like this. But it's just sort of like, that's just one person telling someone. That person telling someone. Obviously, they increase it for drama over the tellings. Like
what?
let's say at Christmas time, one of my friends was a bit of a bitch. By the time the story's being told to their, like, partner or their work colleagues, it's like they were a massive asshole because it's been, like, pepped up for the storytelling,
obviously,
right?
Obviously, Helen, historians need to actually use... Like,
yeah, but then they add drama in to make it better. So I'm not saying that Henry VIII wasn't a nightmare.
Film script.
But, like, sort of very similar. Yes.
No, I'm saying to you that with history, mm-hmm. often you're right. It's written by the victors. It's often predominantly written of war and military history. So you predominantly get male history.
Yes.
It's often written by men. It's often written in a period that is long thereafter. However, it is true to say that we are increasingly reading social history. We are increasingly... Yeah. requesting of our historians more and more thorough research, more and more primary sources, more and more peer reviewing. Yeah. Obviously it's imperfect, but I don't think the vibe is like...
I'm saying I believe history happened. I'm just saying, like,
I'm glad to hear it.
Some of the, like, some of, like, so, like, we just sort of, like, it's interesting to know exactly, like, how would they know that they said that? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Like, we know a lot of it's just, like... hyperbole or
and then you also it's so easy to be like, it's like Romeo and Juliet feels historical. But it's
I don't feel that way.
But it is because it was written in history times.
It was written in the past?
In the past.
Is that the word you're looking for?
In the 1500s. Past? Yeah. It's interesting. Like, things like we don't know who Shakespeare was, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Black Death.
But wait, before you get...
Okay. This is a great example of, like, you think you know it, but you
called?
Don't. I think this is called Short History. So right. They just give it to you all in like 50 minutes.
Oh, great. Well, that'll definitely be comprehensive. How silly of me to think that a book would be more useful. Go on.
But you know how whenever everyone talks about the plague, they're always slagging off rats in it?
Yeah, for spreading.
Like, rats have the worst rep ever.
For spreading it.
It wasn't them.
Huh?
It was the fleas on the rats. And I don't think we should blame the rats for that.
No,
that's 100%. True. Like, you can't help. That's like someone like, oh, Helen made Anne-Marie scratch her head because she had nits. It's not my fault the nits chose me and then transferred to her. That's not on me.
Yeah.
So, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Please stop screaming.
Everyone had the plague.
Yeah.
It was awful. It never even fully disappeared. Uh-huh. It's just that there's like a couple of schools of thought as to where it went.
Okay,
but like, because so many people died that they're like, maybe the people who genetically might have had a mutation which meant they could survive it were the ones who were breeding and managing to keep people alive. So that just sort of slowly got eradicated that way.
Mm.
Also, just because so many people had died, like the something about bodies, temperature. I don't understand it. Have you heard about plague pits?
Yes.
Awful.
Yes.
So whole towns were dying. Now, you're both looking at me like I'm thick. I knew about the plague.
We've done the London Dungeons, and so far you haven't advanced the information they give you.
Okay, but in the plague, so I knew about it because when
I
was...
Do you have nits right now, Helen?
No.
Why are you scratching your head?
Because I'm thinking.
So Helen?
When I was
Helen,
16...
Look at me.
Check it. You can check it if you want. I don't have any nits. Obviously, I'm allowed to scratch my head and not have nits. Now I'm paranoid.
I need you to
But the more I talk about having... Oh my God, I've got a really sad fact for you as well. It's separate. Let me tell you this first. So when I was 16, my mum's drama school, one of her students in it, was in her play at college called The Roses of Eam, which was about a village which had the plague and they locked themselves in so they could all die there.
Yeah.
Very powerful. So many villages did that. Yeah. They'd get the plague and they'd lock themselves in.
Yes,
yeah, so and then people, it was so awful.
Horrific.
And people didn't know where to go. And it was 100% like, but then it just, like, so I was listening to this podcast and it's like, the rich were surviving more because they could go out to their country estates and just not see anyone and just live off their land.
Yep.
Whereas the poor didn't have that choice. And it really got me thinking, like, that's what happened with COVID. Because do you remember at the beginning of COVID when we didn't know, when it was like, it felt such like a death sentence.
Yeah.
That like short moment when it was like, if you get it, there's a good chance you'll be hospitalized and you won't make it back out again.
Yeah. Well, and there was no vaccine. There was no
There was no treatment. There was a very little understanding, but like we knew it attacked the lungs and people couldn't breathe. Yeah. And but then the rich people could just like go out and be like, well, we're not going to contract it. But the poor people started to go to work and do jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we have not changed.
No.
And it got me thinking about that. How awful is that that we're still in the plague now?
Okay, so a couple of things.
Okay.
You're right. I think that like class...
And they just drop people in
pits. When I said a couple of things, you let me have one word. Was that what happened just then?
Sorry.
Okay. Yes, class structures are very similar in terms of like the impact of a pandemic.
We need to change.
No, that's true. That's an interesting insight.
Thank you. Well done.
Secondly... We're not sure we're the exact same. We haven't changed at all insofar as like we pretty quickly developed a treatment and a vaccine.
Which is very good.
Medicine has really come on. That's good. That's good, right?
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you to our scientists. I've always
said
that.
Thank you to our scientists. Yeah, the message of this podcast. Thirdly, this is like a light pod. So like then you flagged the next fact is also super dark. Do you want to get that out of the way? So maybe I could say like we could talk like something with a chipper.
I just think it's important that we do learn on this podcast. And I don't know if you're getting this, but I'm getting a lot of hogs coming up to me being like, I'm finding you very interesting. You're teaching me a lot. Which means there's a lot of thick shits running around there who are very grateful for me doing the effort.
Real
doing
dummies
the
in the mud.
This is something Gwyneth told me.
Go on.
So there's a new trend on TikTok of young people.
Mm.
So they look down the lens and they start crying because they're like, I only just realized the back of my head is flat because I didn't get picked up enough as a baby.
Fuck off.
And then they cry and there's really sad music playing
Fuck
in the background.
Off.
And then I found the back of my head and it's flat.
That's not what that means.
It does feel it. I didn't get picked up.
That's not what that means,
oh,
Helen.
No, Dev, what about you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, oh, damn it. But that means that so we just all just like left there lying flat.
No, mine's not flat.
No, yours isn't. Mine is.
But also, I don't think that that's what that means. I think people's heads are different shapes, often for multiple reasons.
Yeah, because I fell out my
high
chair. No, I fell out my high chair.
Okay, but also, like, lots of people could be, like, aren't heads just different shapes?
I don't know. I cracked my head open when I was 3 because I was going through a phase of only eating ice cream. And my mum was trying to give me something that wasn't.
It's not a phase of the last 29 years.
And I was like rocking my high chair, being like, "You're a fucking whore, bitch, mum. Give me some ice cream." And I rocked so much that I went backwards and I landed on my head and cracked it open.
Jesus.
Naughty Helen.
Okay, well,
same year that I overdosed on Calpol. My poor mum.
Feels like poor you, but okay. God, everything you say is so dark. It's hard to we know where to start, except to say that the trend I'm getting on TikTok. That's so interesting that your actor friend is getting this like profound realization that I'm even more of a victim than I thought I was. Yeah. Whereas mine is just women in their 40s and 50s using this filter that takes them back to their teens. So bottom screen is them, top screen is them, like just filtered to shit, right? They just like supposedly look like themselves in the teenagers, but I didn't, and I didn't look like me as a teenager because it made my face, first of all, thinner. What? That's not how teens were. I was like, no. And second of all, it just looks like so fuzzy and filtered, and I was like, I also didn't have like eyebrows, my teeth weren't good. I was like, what are you talking about?
Like a classic Irish teen.
It's like, it wasn't like a classic 90s teen, right? Like, no one looked better then. What are you talking about? I was just like, what? This isn't. But so it's these women, and the filter comes on, and they immediately start crying and are like, hello.
Could you imagine being that earnest?
I haven't seen you in a while.
No,
everything's gonna be okay. I just want to give her a hug. Nothing's changed.
This is why I can't
do
TikTok.
My smile is still the same.
No, I can't do it.
I know, but it's just like, shut the fuck up. Oh my, yeah, so I also don't do that on TikTok.
Like,
it's interesting that we're targeted in different ways.
But it's emotional manipulation videos. Like, I do like being emotionally manipulated by my algorithm. Like, dogs being rescued.
Yes, please.
Off the street. I love it when
dogs
they
being
show...
there. Oh no, when they come back from war.
Oh! I'm not even like a war person
baby,
in that way.
Baby's seeing colour for the first time.
Oh my god, don't.
Baby's hearing for the first time.
Baby's getting first hearing aids. I'm like, yes, that deaf baby's good.
When they get the coloured glasses.
Oh, and they slot them over their eyes and they're like, oh.
And they're like, oh, everything's green. It's just so
I'm trying to do that with Sunil. Just take his glasses off him for a full day and then pop them back on him in the evening.
Film it.
He'll be like, ha, 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 my baby. I tell you what I do like at the photo. Ones is whoever got on the algorithm where they show you the old people who have given their old photographs and someone's colorized them.
Oh, that's
and they
nice.
Get to see like their like a picture of their parents like in color for the first time. They like died so many years ago, and this is one. It's like a really classic one. I've like popped up a million times to me, and everyone's looking at these photographs. They're really emotional, and then one woman, her photograph pops up, and she was like, "I remember that dress being blue, but that's fine."
Yes!
That's immediately
that's amazing. That's amazing. That's us. That's amazing. That's great. I love it.
What's your favourite thing to pop up on your algorithm? Like, what's the thing that, like, if it pops up, you stop?
I don't think we should go. I'm toxic.
How toxic?
I'm toxic.
Oh my God, do it. Is it people getting Botox?
No, but it is. I get a lot of, like, and I gotta stop watching them because it's like nonsense.
Hey, we all need to stop watching the stuff we watch, but like,
I don't think I should engage with it. It's such a bad behavior. It's like,
is it spot picking?
No, it's like, what blah eats in a day?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's so toxic.
I've seen some really good ones recently with popped up being like, what do I eat as a fat person not on a diet in a day? Do you get those ones?
Well, that sounds way better than... No, I get like what Florence Pugh eats in a day. What Mila Kunis eats in a day. And I'm just like, stop fucking watching this shit. It does... Like, they eat whatever the fuck
put
is brought to them.
Put your phone close to me and I'll talk about my algorithm.
That sounds divine.
Like, what I eat in the day as a fat person who's not on the diet. What I eat is someone who's in binge eating recovery. And it's just someone just like living their lives and just eating food.
I'd love that.
And it's just nice and you get good ideas.
But you know what would be better is if I I just didn't give a fuck what any, like, if I also didn't care what I ate in a day. Like, I was just like,
yeah, but you are a foodie, so I think that's gonna, like, you do like looking at recipe books, you like recipes, you like food.
Yeah, but I don't think that's why I'm not looking at it.
You're not looking at it for the right reason.
I know. It's like it taps into the 15-year-old me that, like, would be like, that would read magazines because it was like, here's the diet of like ex celebrity, which is like essentially all coded language for how you get thin, or at that time just overt language for how you get thin. And it's like, thinness is not the end goal, my friends.
And we also know the secret is 2 bowls of Special K and nothing else.
Everybody knows it.
Just remember, man, you'll be fine.
It's not that hard. Duh.
I tell you who I'm loving on Instagram at the moment.
Who?
Her name is Kirsty, and she does plus size travel vlogs.
Okay.
And like, she came up on my algorithm, and then someone had like mentioned her, and I watched it. I just love her.
What's
her vibe? Like, so her vibe is she's a big old gal, and she's just traveling around having a great time. And she's like,
where's
I always
from?
Thought England, but she's like, I always thought like I would travel when I was thinner, when my body would be able to like be on like in the world easier, and I wouldn't have to worry mm-hmm. about would I fit places, mm-hmm. would I feel welcome. And then she's like, but then I thought, fuck it, I'll just go traveling.
Yes.
And she's like sharing all these tips, as well as just sort of like right. just like getting on a plane and being like, hey, can I have a seatbelt extender? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, it's that easy.
Yeah,
it is that simple. Yeah. And like talking about, and now she started organizing like her own trips that people can go on, where she's like, I will do everything for you. This is a plus size friendly trip. I'll make sure every chair is accommodating for you. Every bed, you will not be made to feel uncomfortable at any one point. I will book your plane seats. Like, everything will be accommodated to wow. you. And I just think she's fucking fire. Like,
yeah,
she's
me too.
Just
I mean,
doing...
I hate that you need to have like somebody to assist you to have the fucking world accommodate for
that's
different
what
bodies.
I thought. And when I look so at her, annoying. I'm like, we're quite similar sizes.
Yeah.
But like, I also think like, I'm so lucky that I hadn't, my brain didn't do that route of like, oh, I can't do that because I'm fatter. Mm-hmm. Like, luckily that hasn't like got into my yeah. system. But I was like, that makes so much sense for so many people.
Yeah. Oh, but isn't it funny? How do I say this in a way that's like, let's be clear. I'm not a fat person, nor do I pretend to know anything about the struggles of living in a fat body.
But everyone's relationship with their body
is
different.
Cruel to
yeah,
fat
yeah,
people,
yeah.
And that is systemically fucked for fat people.
Well, it's cruel for fat people. We've also got a lot of great food running around the world at the moment.
Hey, and I ain't arguing with that. But what I would say is,
I think
a lot of women
yeah.
have lived their lives waiting to be a specific size before they give themselves
yes.
something.
Yes.
And I think that I can only imagine how much worse that is when the world also goes, oh, this isn't for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. They, like, you know, I my rules are self-made or yeah. have been, whereas like the fucking universe is going, oh, yeah, no. And also there's no seat for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also there's no clothes for you. And also it's like, fuck
but
off.
I've,
so
I've
I love
traveled...
Kirsty. I'll follow her.
I've traveled Certainly. A lot. Kirsty, I want to say Kirsty Leanne travels.
But if you're, like, but
and I've got to say, I really have not. I've done research before. Kirsty Leanne travels.
Great.
Kirsty plus side travel.
Yes, please.
She, her, hers. She is fucking great.
Okay, great. Well, we should follow.
But like, the world is accommodating if you're willing to ask for the accommodation you need.
But also at your size, right? There are lots of people who are much
That's
better.
The thing. Yeah, yeah. I also think I'm on that like size where like...
I think there's like a difference between
for sure.
like being able to buy clothes in shops and being able to buy clothes exclusively from one internet provider.
That's
like,
the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think there's... So yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So follow Kirsty Leanne Travels if you want some goodness on your feed.
Yes,
she
please.
She's like... There was one video recently where she was like, I was worried as a fat person I wouldn't be able to just like get on the back of a moped and travel around with a tiny little Asian man, and then she does.
Yeah!
And she's like, it was fine, I just held on. Obviously a bit of a trickier ride for him, but I was riding.
Yes! Like, yes, I love her.
That's
I love
her. Get on the fucking moped vibe.
Yes! I love, j'adore. Yes, please. Oh my God, what I should have answered actually, not least because it'd be less depressing, on this peppy pod would be...
this is episode 75, we've got to do real talk.
Yeah, would
it
the
be... The plague happened for hundreds, it wasn't just like a year.
I know.
300 years.
Well, and nobody else is finding this out for the first time.
There were ships coming into ports, and one person left living on them.
Curly
Everyone
girl videos.
Dead.
That's what I should have said.
Curly girl videos.
If there's literally
Most
a,
basic
if there's a single redhead with curly hair doing a video on her hair regime, I'll watch it. I've watched it. I'll absolutely watch it. There's a girl I follow and I'm like, I will watch her do... she has the most amazing curls.
Stop it.
The most... Will I ever do what she says? Nah, but will I watch her do it every single time? I freaking will. Hell yeah.
You must get loads of Iceland ones now as well.
No, it's mainly the curly girls. It's a lot of curly girls.
So it's a lot of redheaded girls with amazing hair.
Phenomenal.
And then Florence Pugh
hair
in
that
a
I
day.
Never, and then yeah, it's a lot... Wow, it's a lot of women make me feel bad about myself. And now that I follow Aubrey Gordon, it's a lot of Aubrey Gordon. She's
Who's
amazing.
Aubrey Gordon?
Aubrey Gordon is the co-host of Maintenance Phase. She's a fat girl about town, as she refers to herself, and fat girl about town. And she's just fucking brilliant.
Love
her. She's brilliant. I just bought her book, actually, because I ran out of the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to read it. But she's just amazing. I love her.
I love this for you. Thanks. You're getting into fat stuff and I'm getting into war.
Okay, well, when you...
And we've changed.
Can I say, when you put it like that, like, I don't know that I want to phrase it as I'm getting into fat stuff.
You're getting into fat
that
stuff.
That feels like I'm getting into Pornhub.
How does that make it sound like you're getting into Pornhub?
You don't say I'm getting into fat stuff.
You're getting into fat content. We love to see it.
I am.
And I'm getting into war and the Black Death and plagues and genocides and dictators.
I am deep in fat content at the minute.
I talked about dictators on stage the other day.
You've got to stop doing
that. I am changing.
See how I'm getting into fat stuff, but I'm not like, this is my cause. I should probably do a show about this. People want to hear from me.
Dictators on my course. They're my main subject to discuss and stay. Only because I share a star sign with so many.
You got it. Oh, I heard you talk about this. I actually liked it.
It's good, isn't it?
I thought it was a lit. There was a moment where you were like sort of insinuating that
I was a dictator.
Well, no, the dictators were sort of like did all that stuff because they're just like fiery boys. And I felt like, ooh, let's, but no, I did enjoy very much. Hey, yes,
but they are fiery boys. A lot of them are fire signs. I think we do have to look into
I'm
that.
I'm a Leo. I'm not a
I'm a fire sign. Well, I'm not a dictator, but I think we're both adjacent. We do a podcast and we're like, please listen to us and love us and give us a rate. Actually, do give us a rate and a review
online. Yeah, and
online.
I wouldn't mind some gifts.
And we'll take a five star and we'll take a gift 100%. Nice, and definitely like follow us and everything we do and like come along to everything would be amazing. But we don't expect you to have to come to a rally or something like that. They would just like fucking chill about it.
Right? Like if you were going to vote for one of us.
I love dictators.
Hey.
I can't believe I just said
that. Can I tell you?
I didn't mean that.
No, I know. I was going to blow past it, but yeah, I'm glad you apologized.
But there's no dictator algorithm. I said dictator. I can't get a dictator algorithm going on Instagram. I'm going to calm down.
Can I tell you about last night, please?
Yes. What did you do last night?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nice.
Right, I went and did the live Pappy's show.
Tell me everything.
Pappy's Flat Slam. What's it called?
Flatshare.
Thank you. Flat Slam. I was on with Harry Hill. And
yes,
that man,
Harry
famously,
Hill.
Very funny, actually.
He's the nicest man.
He's so nice and really
so
funny.
Nice.
Really nice and really funny. But here's what I'll say is, so at one point you have to describe a famous, I had to describe a famous car.
Okay.
By singing along to the tune of.
I love Pappy's.
A punk rock classic.
So good.
They're like, they sent me the song. I didn't know this, right? They just said before, they just said, can you familiarize yourself with this song?
Yeah.
I listened to the song one time and was like, no thanks. And then I get there and they're like, okay, so you have to describe
sing it in front of everyone.
I said, I don't remember it. Can I go to the corner and listen to it? And they're like, oh, we'll just play it. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know it. Like, this is really stressful.
Shocking.
And they're like, how do you not know it? Everyone knows. I was like, no, they don't. And they're like, so I tried to play it on my phone. And they're like, this is embarrassing. Just play it in the room. They played in the room. This entire room of, let's be honest, men.
Start singing.
Everyone sings every single fucking word of this song.
Wait, what's the song?
Teenage Kicks, The Undertones.
Oh, come on, babe. Everyone knows that song.
I don't know that song.
Okay, but that feels like a you thing. Like,
and that became apparent, shall I say. That became very apparent. But it was like... It was like what, like, everyone was acting like I was crazy, and I was also like shocked. They all knew, like, shocked.
Yeah, so you got aggressive and defensive instead
obviously,
of just being chill.
Obviously, they
yeah,
were like, yeah. I want to hold you. I was like, fuck you! Yeah.
Everyone in this room is wrong apart from me. Yeah. Everyone. I'm outnumbered significantly, but I'm right. You're right. You've got no dictator qualities whatsoever.
Anywho, it was embarrassing. I had a hard and stressful time.
I love Pappies. If you don't listen to Pappies, you should listen to it. It's
I like the
incredible.
One that I've now figured out is
even
called
though we've
Ben.
Got beef with them.
The one who's called Ben is actually
oh,
nice.
Ben's so cute. They're yeah. all cute.
I think I'm the Matthew Crosby of the group.
Oh, 100%.
What the frickin'
M
hell?
Just broke something. M just broke
Emma.
Something.
That was nothing to
M broke something
Emma.
For the first time ever. No. Is that because you want me to talk more about the play?
Hello, thank you so much for listening to Trusty Hogs.
Thank you so much. We just wanted to jump in really quickly and give our patron a little plug because it is thriving over there.
Yeah, thanks so much to everyone who's joined. And if you want to join us, there's no pressure. Please enjoy the podcast otherwise. But if you do want to join us, there's so many benefits. You get an early access to the episode. Mm-hmm. You get an extra episode a week. And you also get early access to our live shows. Now, the last one sold out in under 24 hours. So you'll want to be a patron if you want to come to the one on June 4th, mm-hmm. Which will be on sale very soon. Please join. Please sign up. Please get a ticket. And hey, thanks to everyone who has already.
And just a reminder, if you sign up now, there are over 70 extra episodes that you can access immediately.
How many?
Over 70,
oh
Catherine!
My God.
It's unbelievable. But for now, please continue enjoying Trusty Hogs.
Bye. Hey, should we solve a problem?
I'd love to. I'm trying to think if I've got anything more from history to tell you.
I don't want you to.
Actually, I would like...
I don't want you
but
to.
I would, sorry,
I don't want
quickly.
You to.
I would like the listeners, they think there's a period of history that I would like to learn about, to please send it in, because I'm interested in learning
more. I'm listening to a podcast you might like. It's called If Books Could Kill.
No, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Why could books kill?
It's about the negative impact of some of the most famous books. And so they did like Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars.
Oh,
they
never
did
read that.
The Secret. They
I never
did.
Read that.
It's good.
I didn't
like
read
it.
These books.
No, I haven't read them either because why would I read The Secret?
I haven't read them.
Yeah, but it's still interesting. You know, like culturally about them though, right?
Is The Secret the one where you put it out into the universe? And
the
it
secret
happens?
Is that if the reason you're poor is because you don't think about being rich enough.
God,
you don't try
genius.
Hard enough to think about being
it's
rich.
Genius.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Incredible.
It's phenomenal. Also, The Secret has this like thing in it that's basically like you don't need to know how it happens. And if you do ask how it happens, then it won't happen for you. And you're like
this whole philosophy of just put it out into the universe and it'll happen. I've got friends that genuinely believe it. Like, if
are
you
they
want
also
a man,
millionaires?
Helen,
are they also millionaires?
No, they live in like fucking Hook.
But you know the people who are like you're like or like they're like smoking hot and you're like, I just think it's like about being positive. And you're like, get the
oh,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah. It's inside beauty that shines on you outside. And it's
fuck
like, no, it's a nose job. Like, actually, shut the fuck up.
It's jeans, you motherfucker.
I'm beautiful on the inside. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. You're beautiful on the outside too, you fucking
I'm fine.
Bitch.
Can I wear your hair clips, please?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wait, yeah. Do you have knits?
Could you? I don't have knits. Okay. Obviously, I don't have knits. Can I have a war problem, please?
Don't have any of those? Oh, well. No. Yeah, good. Good for you, No.
If any of our listeners are currently in a war zone, please send us in a message. I'd love to hear from you.
That feels quite low priority.
Yeah, well, low priority, but like if you wanted to.
Sure. Helen.
Yeah.
You think anybody's listening to us in a war zone?
You never know.
Why would you listen to something that makes you more stressed?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, why do I even bother anymore?
Okay, ready?
Nice to make friends from different places. Oh, yes, ready.
Okay, so this is from Elle.
Hi, Elle.
Hi, Elle. Hi, all. I'm low-key addicted to this podcast. Woohoo! Thank you all for being inspiring yet hoggish delights.
Why oh, low-key?
Thank you.
Key it up, babe. High-key it.
Isn't low-key like the cool way of saying high-key for
yeah,
people?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh.
We see you, Elle. Thank you very much.
My problem... Did you just do that to be... Did you just do
yeah,
like two pe-
for
pe-
you.
Signs for
you? For
you. Yeah, you're low key, so you.
You want to go on the TikTok talks? That's TikTok for the younger generation.
Okay.
TikTok talk.
Make it stop, please, Jesus. Okay,
that's fine. Let's have some Fanta and play cards. Sorry, that was so unnecessary. Go on.
My problem is that I'm also low key in love with a long term romantic friend.
Oh, did you think it was going to be one of us?
Wait, low key in love with a
long term romantic friend.
What's a long term romantic friend?
I guess like friends with benefits.
Yes, yeah, someone
okay,
they've been
you.
Dating, yeah, okay. But in love.
I'm Loki in love with a long-term romantic friend who is the only individual in my life who doesn't have the same basic ethics and political standing as me.
Here we go.
During the referendum days, he was a vocal yes supporter and alienated not only me but loads of his friends by getting into Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan, to name a few. At the same time, he was coming out as bi and clearly going through quite a lot of transitions, uh-huh. which in some ways explained his reactionary views, even if they weren't justified. Equally, we had...
I'm just going to put the heater on. I'm not walking out.
That's absolutely fine. Equally, we had and have an unparalleled physical connection and share a long-distance codependency, which is admittedly not entirely healthy, but is something that gives me a lot of pleasure and energy in life. Because we live apart, it doesn't really encroach much on my life to lean into the complexity of us seeing each other non-exclusively, but am I immoral for sleeping with the enemy? P.S. I'm a queer woman, 5 years his senior. He's a cis man who was homophobic when we met, but now enjoys sucking all the dick.
What a good problem. I love that you couldn't even handle it.
I was just going to get the heater. I just needed to warm up.
This is insane. Oh my God, I don't even know where to start. Like, number one, incredible that your brain is able to fall in love with someone who clearly, inherently, technically, you cannot stand. Like, but you still love them, but you can't. Like, this is...
I don't find that difficult to imagine. We're friends.
I love you so much. You're my princess. Oh my God. Okay, right, where do we start? Number one, you can't help who you fall in love with, and that's a great example.
Yes, you can.
You can't help it, though.
You can choose to pursue it or not.
You can choose to pursue or not, which is what the question is. But
and
you
also,
can't
only
like,
true if you think love is a feeling and not an action.
But like, I've been in love with people who haven't loved me back, and I found it very hard to fall out of love with them.
Mm.
So like, even
love
when
or
it's
like
not
fixation.
No, like someone's like, I've had my heart broken from someone who,
yeah,
like wasn't a love for, like, not vice versa.
Yeah.
So like, I do think you can be in love with someone and have that be a thing, but also like be actively not wanting it.
I also just think this person's, you're judging yourself harder than I think anybody else is judging you. Like, there's a lot of self-judgment here of like, so what I'm hearing is that he was homophobic, was pro-Brexit,
yes,
has come out, presumably has evolved and changed, may still have a stance on, like, a nationalist stance on borders. I'm not sure that has anything to do with like relationship-based ethics or like how he treats you or how he treats people in his life. Like,
so what are you saying? If it's love, just go for it?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I'm not sure where all the self... I wouldn't date him, but that doesn't... I don't know why all of that... Why that has anything to do with whether or not she'd date him.
Because there's a moral quandary. I understand the moral quandary.
But is it... But, like...
You do not understand it.
I do understand it, but I'm not sure that I necessarily think that, like, on a binary political issue, we can say that, like, individual people are the enemy. As, like, I think, like, I would say the enemy in Brexit was political misinformation.
Europe.
No.
The enemy was France.
No.
Could you imagine? As it always bloody is. Here we go.
I don't know. Like, I just think it's like a strange dynamic. I think, like, I honestly think if you actually dated this man, if he lived in this country and you started dating, yeah. I think very quickly you'd be like, if he is consistently this person across lots of other moral issues, you quite quickly find him unattractive.
True.
But I actually think the narrative of, like, can I, should I, is actually making him sexier.
That's what it is. It's the forbidden fruitness of it.
Yeah.
It's the, like, oh, no, I shouldn't, because he's so, like, he didn't have these opinions.
It's like,
he's
so
bad.
Fuck a Tory. I promise you, you'll wake up and be like, oh, Jesus, they really still are a Tory. And then you'll be like,
Yeah.
If you are like a queer left leaning
person. He was so homophobic a couple of years ago. He's crazy.
Like, A, I think people can grow. And B, if he remains actually homophobic whilst being queer, then I think he'll be eventually, like, turned off by that.
But isn't that, like, not uncommon for people who, like, it seems like the most sexist people you meet could be women. The most homophobic people you could meet could be
internalized
queer.
Homophobia.
Like,
if you were taught that you as a group are a problem, whether there's like an acceptable way to behave as like that you should try to assimilate as quickly as possible and as much as possible, then like overt queerness is going to threaten you, obviously. And you're going to learn internalized homophobia.
I'm really curious to see how this works out. I think you do have to like to get over it, which to be honest, it sounds to me like you're wanting to get over it. Like you don't want this feeling, but it is there. Mm. Like run with it and that'll probably quash it by itself.
But I'm not sure I buy that like every, I don't know that I don't know about romantic relationships. I would take a different, probably not find this person attractive, but like, I don't know that I buy that like all of our, and I don't think it's healthy that all of the people in our life have the same political views as
so
us or reflect
the
our
problem the well wouldn't really solve.
Yeah, that's true. But she could get in the well with him and see who dies first.
No, I don't want you going in the welly.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh, I tell you who could go in the well. Boris Johnson.
But to circle back to my point,
because of Brexit.
While I don't think that while I would not want to be in a jungle with fucking George Osborne, I do think like that. Like,
that is such a throwback of a name. Mum was asking you how the name George Osborne.
The extremes of like, I think you were like when we talk about like utter extremes like Farage and like Johnson or like left-leaning equivalents. I think that like it's very easy to be like these two people could never get on, but like the rest of us most here in like a, and I'm like very lefty, but are in a hodgepodge of nuance, and I think if we stop talking to each other, like it's
that's
so,
so
fucking
true.
Hard
like
to know
the
what
conversations
to do.
Do need to happen.
I just don't know that you, but also I don't know that like
I get it though. I don't want to fall in love with that. I mean I haven't, but I also don't want to. I don't want to, like, could you imagine if like the next person I fell in love with was like a raging like Tory who thinks that like, you know,
oh, no, I'd
women
never hang
shouldn't
out with
have
you,
abortions.
But my
like, I'd be like, oh, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
Steve!
But I don't think you
come
would.
Come on!
I don't think you'd fall in love with Steve.
But you don't know. I fall in love
but
with
here's
some absolute fucking dweebs.
But loads of people have like slightly different views on things and like still manage to get on. Or
do you think it's good for E to maybe put herself in the shoes of like Aoife Braun? Like what it was
no,
like
it.
For women
no,
of the past?
No. Enabling dictators.
No, but just
and
to
genocide.
Identify with like, you know, like I'm sure she wasn't like, oh, I really
I don't
hope
know that
I...
we should compare a man who was pro-Brexit to Hitler.
Yeah, no, but like just sort of vibes is what I was going for.
I don't think that's the same vibe. Okay. I think this is the problem is like when we paint people into like, a view equals extreme view, then I don't know that we get anywhere.
So was this person just pro-Brexit? Just below.
So I think they were also like listening to Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson.
Oh my god, I forgot those details. Yeah, I you want them to get in the bin.
Well,
those are bad men.
Well,
those are bad men.
Yeah,
those are bad men, but they're designed to fill a gap. But here's the problem, right? Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson thrive in a context where we exclude the men who find them appealing from conversations in norm in like in real life, because nobody listens to them and because nobody treats them with any like empathy. And I'm
well,
not
they
I'm
do,
not,
but no one
I'm not
with the empathy they believe they deserve.
No,
like,
look,
the expectations
I'm not saying like
people.
Poor men for a second.
No, but
I'm not
saying the expectations of certain people to have power and them not
100%.
Receiving what they believe they
you.
Were like society brought them up
you.
To believe they would have they get in their
you.
First no's now as adults.
I agree.
And they are being petulant about it because they've never faced this before, so it's new.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Fuck, and those men are just so
crazy. I'm having it every day with Sunil at home.
No,
like just telling him his first no's, like changing the channel, and I'm like no, and he's like what, because he's never faced it before.
Wow, that's really,
he turned off the Hills yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Silencing women.
And Whitney and Elsie were having a conversation.
Wow.
About Heidi.
Wow.
Who, by the way, is a
women.
Fucking nightmare. You know what will be good?
Heidi's a nightmare.
Watch the Hills and picture this person that you're falling in love with
Bobby.
As Spencer
Bobby.
Pratt.
Or Bobby.
Justin Bobby.
Justin Bobby. Oh, no, he is Spencer Pratt.
Spencer Pratt.
You don't want to have 10 surgeries in one day.
You don't want to do that because you're going
you
to go to your mum in Crested Butte, Colorado.
She's so sad.
And you're going to go to your mum, do I look good? Do I look good? And the mum says, how do I tell you that I think you were more beautiful before?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a heartbreaking
devastating.
Scene.
It's devastating.
You know what? Forget all your problems. I just say watch the Hills and just move on with your life.
Did we answer this?
Yes. Something about men and then the Hills. You're welcome. Problem solved by the hogs. Next
also
problem.
Listen to the Jordan Peterson episode of Maintenance Phase, the one that they do on him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Problem number two.
I'm ready for it. I put my jumper on because I was cold.
That's fine. You're allowed to layer up.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Ready, Em.
Ready, Em.
This one's from you.
You?
You.
Yeah. Like the sheep or the
like
TV
Ursula.
Show?
Like Ursula.
Like Ursula.
Or Una. Una.
Yeah, either of those.
Or Undrew. I don't know.
Undrew.
Okay, hi, Hogs.
Hi, Hogs.
After some advice about dealing with a co-worker, I recently swapped careers and finally got my first job in this field. Let me start this again.
I think advice from us?
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, hang on. They're after some advice, I think.
Fine,
I think
you're
they're
right.
After some advice about a co-worker. They just quit their job and got a new job in a field they obviously wanted to be in.
Yes.
Okay, go
okay,
on.
What do I not understand?
You got it.
I'm after, imagine they've said, I'm after some advice about a co-worker.
Oh, right. Okay, are they Irish? Are they asking?
It's very possible.
Okay.
No, I don't...
Okay.
Maybe, what do we need?
Maybe read it in the accent, maybe it'll make more sense.
45 minutes into trying to read the email, they got to the problem. Go on.
Unfortunately, there is a cock-juggling thundercunt of a co-worker in the same team as me.
Could you say that
10
again?
10 points. 10 points for the description. Go for it again.
How many did you say
I don't
again?
Want to say again.
No, you're not.
Juggling thundercunt.
Yeah, there we go.
Cock-juggling thundercunt. You're a cock-juggling thundercunt.
Thank you so much. That's the best thing anyone's
That's
ever written to
phenomenal.
Us.
Phenomenal.
They were originally my line manager, but due to not being able to organise a piss up in a brewery, have since been relieved of this duty.
Amazing.
They've directed all of their insecurities and inabilities onto other members of the team, and I wanted some advice on whether to speak up for them. They are quite submissive, passive people. Or whether to stay out of it. I don't want to be seen as a troublemaker, but also don't want to sit back and watch it happen, as I know what a hugely negative impact this person's actions have had on my confidence and mental health. Any suggestions would be great. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work.
Oh my God, you be a troublemaker. Honestly, I could not have someone's back more than I have yours right now.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, to be fair. My only thinking is...
End them. End them. Make them cry for mercy.
No, may I say that I'm with you to a degree, but here's how... Can I just say?
Oh, God, here we go.
First of all...
Everyone's going through something different.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
You've got to take everyone's perspectives into account.
I wasn't going to say that at all. No, okay. I wasn't going to say that at all. Close. Certainly wouldn't say whoever's accent that was. No, I was going to say two things. The first is, when you're new, I understand the trepidation about wanting not to be the troublemaker because you're like... I just got here. I just want to do my job. I want to learn how to do my job and I don't want to become like everyone's fucking advocate. So I do get that. But what I would say is I don't go anywhere anymore without receipts. So if I were you, I would personally... I'm young. I know the phrases.
Wow.
If I were you, I would start now writing down when things happen. No, because if you go in there and you go, it is my opinion that, they go... Well, we'll monitor it. Or, it's like you said, they said. I think there's something in being
make
like,
friends with HR now.
No, I think you go to HR when you have like five examples of dates and times so that then you're like, it's not like this isn't a matter of opinion. This is like a genuine concern of things that are happening to my coworkers. And I think absolutely advocate for them, but I just think go in.
Oh, this is such an example of you fighting clean and me fighting dirty.
I don't think it's
fighting
clean.
Go for their eyes and rip their skull off. Like,
I don't.
You're organising a duel and you're meeting at nine at sunrise.
No,
even.
I'm organising.
You are.
No, I'm organising a scalping. You're like rip their skull off. I'm like peel it off. Peel it.
It's too measured for me.
But it's so much more effective.
Okay. I'd start doing things like taking animal shit into work and putting it in the toilet after they've been in there and be like, did you see what they just
I think you wants to keep like, the job, though.
No one's going to know it's because it's animal shit. They can't trace it back to you or DNA.
I think...
Your dog, obviously. Don't be a moron. But, like, ruin them. Like, make them question every... Gaslight them! Make them think like they're going mad. Helen. Make them feel like they're losing their mind.
The thing is, they are losing, right? Like, they've already been demoted in the time that you've been there, which is a short period of time. So obviously there's some reference point at HR level or managerial level that this person is not competent. But I think what you want to do in terms of, like, proving that they're creating a hostile working environment is records.
What are things you can get in trouble for at work? Setting off the fire alarm when there's no fire? People don't like that, do they?
No, but usually they will catch you if it's you who done that.
Not unless you get their fingerprints on a pair of gloves and wear them. Something to think about.
Feels like a crazy convoluted plan.
I just have to think about the word thunder cunt. I'm just really happy with that.
Cock juggling thunder cunt is so fun. Whose perspective would you take, do you think?
I think, like, I mean, Catherine's is more sensible.
Sorry, Catherine's is more sensible.
Realistically, that one's going to work. I think I'd obviously have the most fun gaslighting them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Catherine
comes with a lot of homework and a lot of note-taking, including post-it notes and timestamps. Like,
no, it just involves, like, a notebook.
Tell you what is really fun. You know when someone's, like, standing up and making coffee or getting a drink of water? Yeah. You go up behind them and you just, like, whack the back of their knee, and because they're not expecting it, their whole body collapses underneath them. Or, like, you know, when, like, or you've dropped that, someone bends down to get something and you hold their head down.
You think workplace...
And it's, like, the weakest position. Do you remember that at school?
So you think you should get fired for bullying, physical bullying.
Yeah, physical bullying, this is, yes. And, like, they fall, they go to get something and you hold their head down and they're just, like, squirming.
What school did you like go to?
Courtmore in Fleet, Hampshire.
Sounds like an absolute, like,
lovely
den of iniquity.
We've got flower beds. And
then, is that where the pole is?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You remember me so well. But Christ. I do think there's so many ways to, like, humiliate and belittle someone. And I think that is the best way to do it. Also, everyone loves a classic, like, leg out, fall over.
No,
like,
it is funny. I don't think everyone loves the bully. I don't think you should become
it's
the problem.
It's not bullying, it's a fall. You didn't push them, they fell.
I will never believe that you drive me mad by accident anymore. Do you know that?
Oh, I'm doing everything on purpose. Yeah.
The problem with that is it requires me to believe you to have a level of intelligence that I...
You know I'm very smart.
...have as yet afforded you.
You know I'm very smart.
I think you might be a conniving cow.
You think?
A conniving cow of a cock-juggling thunder cunt is what you are.
I'd love to be a cock-juggler. Could you imagine if I had a sex drive enough to cock-juggle?
Oh, you think that
I'm
would
more
have
like
to
a
be...
finger-juggling thunder think cunt. But... Like, always just fingering myself.
How is that juggling?
Hello?
I wouldn't have thought of the cock juggling as a sexual act as much as, like,
everything's a
that of a celebratory behaviour of a, like, a scorned woman. Like, now that you've cut the cocks off, you juggle them.
Sunil's trying to blast my
clit off
at the
moment. Excuse me, what?
He's got a Theragun and he's trying to blast my clit off with it. Don't use that on your clit, it'll blast it off.
But that doesn't really sound like he's trying to do that.
He's trying to do it.
He's trying to ask you not to use his Theragun
on my vagina, yeah.
Listen, you, I wish you all the best.
Honestly, I think you can do Catherine's way or my way, but either way you'll thrive. I think my way's more fun.
I think your way's toxic.
It's toxically fun. We can't always look at toxicity as a bad thing. Being toxic towards a toxic person is good because it's two negatives make a positive.
Is that right? Yes. Two wrongs make a right?
Two wrongs make a right.
No,
they don't. They famously don't, do they?
There you go.
Two rights rarely make another right. What? Hello? Help me out here. Two wrongs. So, but
don't
what's
make
a double
a right.
negative then?
A double
is a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're being negative, you're negative to them, the situation's then positive.
No, I think you're misunderstanding the context in which that phrase is used.
Okay, how?
It's like two negatives in terms of statement rather than two negatives as in sentiment.
Okay, they're a thunder cunt, you become a thunder cunt, everyone happy. Hello?
You let us know how you get on, babe. Email us when you make a decision.
The podcast is ending like this.
I think if it doesn't, you'll soon be telling us your name and age. And I can't.
So
like,
sad.
It's going to be a reintroduction to you.
Do you still want to hang out?
Oh, I never want to hang out. I thought we just worked together.
But we hung out so good.
We went dancing at Anya's birthday party.
Yeah,
that
we
was
did.
Cute.
We should talk about this in the extras. We should wrap this up for now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe on YouTube.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.